Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from Hosea in the fourth chapter, beginning in verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and its blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, also with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priests. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and thy prophet, and the prophet shall also fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They set up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people also are as counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err. And they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of mountains and burn incense upon the hills, on the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughters that commit whoredom and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend. And come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go up to Bethaven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings. They shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Here we learn from this event in biblical history how, when God has grown weary of tolerating rebellion and disobedience, that he takes action. The controversial argument that God had with them and still today is that their arrogance, they announce themselves as God's representatives in the earth, and they give greater heed to the rudiments of the world. Therefore, God did then and is now bringing his indignation upon the people and making them sure that the spiritual leaders understand that the people fall because they are failing. And so we need to understand from this passage of scripture that the people fail because the priests fail. The world is not getting better because the church is not getting better. It is our responsibility to number one, show gratitude to God for saving us, for those of us that are, that have the baptism of his Spirit, to thank him and be so gracious and so thankful that he saved us, that we should be striving to help others to be saved and not get caught up in the rudiments of the world, the darkness of this world. And this is what's happening. It's happening in the churches. The spiritual leaders are being ensnared with what has become popular in religion. Civil leaders are doing what is popular, that's keeping people with money on the top. And they're forgetting about the people. And this is God's controversy with his people even today. That people that can do better about helping other people to do better are simply hoarding everything to themselves and trying to get bigger and get more. And they're just ignoring God's people. But people everywhere, saved and unsaved, know this. God is the all-seeing eye. He sees us everywhere, and all of these little strategies and schemes and things that man come up with, remember, God knows it before you can even put it in operation. And for every violation, there is a consequence. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. Irma Bombeck. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, us again this morning, God, we give you thanks. Praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience this new day with the saints of our mind, activity of our limbs. And we ask you, God, as we prepare to embark upon this day to perform the tasks you set before us today, that you be so kind as to forgive us. And as we move forward, God, hallelujah, you'll take pleasure, God, in leading us and guiding us, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, and you will continue to let love, joy, peace, and happiness fill our lives, our hearts. God, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. God, as you forgive us, whatever we've done in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive us, God, and let us keep ourselves reminded that your word teaches us that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So even when we find ourselves in the midst of the valley, we know that you're right there with us. God, we'll be able, God, to keep ourselves reminded that it is written in your word, since you are for us, then who can be against us? So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we know that the enemy is on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And as we move forward today, I'm asking you, God, today, as others are asking you, God, to refresh every pastor that stand on the pulpit today or stand wherever that to minister your word. God, I'm asking you right now by faith in Jesus' name that you grant each one of us, God, the Holy Ghost again, that we can stretch forth your hand to heal, that we speak your word. It has power, has authority, the anointing is with it. God, that's going to tear down the strongholds in people's lives. It's going to impact their lives. God, is going to get into their hearts, God, and they're going to turn things around in their lives because they realize that they are in a mess because many have gone back into the darkness that you got them out of, God, and because they realize that they don't see the love that they should see, God, hallelujah, as particularly people of God, but people, God, that even how they hold grudges and bitterness in their hearts, and we know this is part of why God has controversy with his people. People, God, they just lie to one another, and they, God, just cheat one another, and they backstab one another, and they just say derogatory things about one another, God, and all of these things is why you have a controversy. When we look around us and we see your wrath, your fury, your indignation in the land, and people wonder what's going on, God, it's because humanity has provoked you and the church in particular, because you have pulled us out. You separated us. You put your spirit in us that we are to walk contrary to the world. God, but we look today, God, and the church looks more like the world than the world looks like the world. God, is almost like, God, hallelujah, when we look at your word and we have, see how you had Ezekiel the prophet say that the women, hallelujah, of Israel, God, when the people, women from Sodom came, God, to worship with them and wanted to see how they were prosperous because you made them a kingdom and let them prosper. But then you said, God, that the women came worse than the women from Sodom. And sometimes, God, and that's, we know that they're talking specifically about that, God, but the attitude and the wisdom of the knowledge that we function with, the men and women today. God, according to your word, even in the church house, the women look more like, walk like, talk like. The men look like, walk like, talk like the world, more than the world is talking about the world. So we need, God, grant us a refreshing from your presence. Let these pastors stand up and preach and teach, God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise, what the truth of the gospel is, that people can see themselves that they're still in darkness, and they're in that darkness because of the decisions that they're making, but they can come out of that darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, because when Jesus came in the world, you put him in the world, God, to help us and to save humanity. He came in the world and they didn't like him because he didn't act like them. Hallelujah. They tried to stop him because the things he did was contrary to what they were doing. But we look at the church today, God, and I know it saddens your heart, God, to see, hallelujah, how worldly the church is today. How so far away from the holiness that we're supposed to be demonstrating that the church is today. So, God, I'm just asking you, please forgive us anywhere and everywhere, God, that we've failed you and coming short of what you want out of us, God, to be your representatives in the earth, to be a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, because he taught us, hallelujah, that if we do what you've charged us to do, that we would have with the baptism of your spirit, God, we have the indwelling of your spirit. We have power of all the power of the enemy. We can resist the devil and make him flee. We can bind things in his efforts. We can loose his efforts, God. All this authority, all this power, all this anointing that we can have in our lives, but yet the devil is manipulating the church and causing the church to act like the world and look like the world and talk like the world and all the, God, I see your anger. I understand your anger. I understand your fury. But for those of us that are striving, please help us. Help us to do better. God, hallelujah. As it's been said, I did then what I knew to do. But now that I learn better, I do better. God, and when we were ignorant of your word, we didn't know any better than what we were doing. But when we got in the church house and the preachers began to preach and began to teach and to demonstrate the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we learned that, we began to do better. And when we began to do better, God, you baptized us with the Holy Ghost that we now have the indwelling power. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we have the power, God, hallelujah, that when sickness and disease and affliction come upon us, God, if we don't let our faith waver, we continue, God, to trust you and continue to seek you. God, and when you look in our hearts, we are believing that trusting whatever the affliction is, whatever the disease is, because of faith that comes from hearing your word, we're standing on your word, God, and you're going to get people out of sick beds, God, hallelujah, and get them back on their feet, God, hallelujah. God is going to be so phenomenal in some cases, God, that it's going to be all in the news that people that were sick and terminal, they got up and walked out of the hospitals and got back on their feet again because of their faith, their confidence, their trust for you, God, their love for you and your love for them because of their love for you, hallelujah. God, and I thank you, God, and as you can do that, God, you can do it, God, for those that have lost their way, God, because they've fallen back into darkness because of the material things of this life, following the wisdom of the world, looking after the rudiments of this world. God, but we're praying and we're believing and you're trusting you, God, that there's going to be some people that you're going to, after they've been out there and they find themselves bogged down in the darkness, God, because you're going to let them see that you have controversy with them and you're just disrupting things in their lives. You're tearing down things in their lives. God, they're going to begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me. I failed you. I allowed myself to be lured back into the darkness that you got me out of. God, hallelujah. And you're going to get them out of that darkness and get them back on their feet. And they're going to testify and help other people to see. Be careful how you make decisions while you're angry and you're upset and you're disappointed, because it can take you down a dark path. God, hallelujah. But thank you, God, for restoration. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. God, preachers that have lost their way, God, and they've done some atrocious things, some of them, but because you forgive them, help humanity, help the people to let it go, to forgive them, God, and refresh them and restore them. Because it just might be that some of those preachers that have lost their way, God, when you refresh them and you restore them, God, and you let your anointing flow in them and through them, God, they're going to be able to help people to not make the mistakes that they made, because they know how they make them. God, and we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God. And we're asking the Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, not just preachers, God, but believers everywhere. God, in Jesus' name. And we believe you, Lord God, that you're going to restore, God, financial independence and self-sufficiency like only you can. God, you're going to do it in such a fashion that the world will have to know that it had to be you, even if they don't believe you and trust you. They'll have to agree with other people that must have been God that stepped in and did all of that. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because just like you did with Job, Lord, you let Job lose everything. You let him, everything, his children, everything. And then he was sick. But you caused him, because he never lost his integrity, because, hallelujah, you didn't have a controversy with Job. Hallelujah. But the people had a controversy with Job, but you didn't. And Job didn't have a controversy with you, God. Hallelujah. But he just held on to his faith. And in the latter end of his life, so teaches the scripture, that he was richer and more well off than he was in the beginning. And in the beginning, he had more than everybody in the land where he lived. But in the end, because of his faith, because of his confidence, because of his trust in you, you restored his self-sufficiency. You restored his financial independence. You restored his livelihood. And you made the people, God, that doubted him, you made the people that were ready to turn their back on him, God, you made them go and help replenish Job with the things that he needed to be who you wanted him to be. God, we know that you only do it even today, because your word teaches us the unjust has laid it up, but the just shall put it on. So God, we're going to persevere. We're going to continue to move forward, seeking to do what you charge us to do. And as we seek to do what you've charged us to do, we're not going to do it within our minds. We're going to do it because somebody's going to have to give up something. We're going to do it, God, because we're doing it to please you. We're doing it to be obedient to you. And when you see that sincerity in our hearts, restoration is going to come in our lives. And we're going to be able to help others to see that when things don't go like you want them, and sometimes you lose things, hallelujah, sometimes you lose loved ones, but you pray to God, you seek God, you don't turn your back on God, and God will refresh you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because we know that that's what you're doing for the believer everywhere. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, and we're asking you again today, God, to turn every home into a God presence home through committed prayer and the reading of your word together as a family unit. God, and when they begin to experience, God, a little more joy coming back in the home, a little more peace being demonstrated in the home, less fussing and cussing and swearing, and less disobedience. The children become more obedient. The parents don't wake up at the night and find the children and snuck out of the house, God. But they're going to be there, God, and they're going to get out to the church house, and you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and they're going to become effective members in the church, and they're going to help other people to come out of that darkness, because they're going to let them know, as we can testify, we were there, we were in that darkness, we know how it works, because there's Satan and Satan. God, hallelujah, help us to help people to understand that you're not allowing Satan to use new tactics, because your word is forever settled, and everything that Satan done, and you've given us the power through your word to resist him. Hallelujah. And we know, God, that you are right there with us wherever we are, and the strength of those that lost their loved ones. God, we know that you're right there with us. God, and again, I just say, God, refresh the pastors, that we stand and preach this truth without fear, favoritism, or compromise. But we demonstrate it, God, hallelujah, with purpose, with pride, with dignity and diligence, realizing, hallelujah, that there's a controversy in the land. You have a controversy with us, your people. But the more we preach and demonstrate your word, God, we are believing and trusting you that you're going to turn things about for those that live righteous and live upright before you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord. God, and we're believing you, hallelujah, until the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when he shout, hallelujah, the Bible declares unto us that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and shall forever be with the Lord. And again, right now, this is my prayer, this is my hope. And I know it's the hope and the prayer of people around the world that believe the gospel. God, they believe you. They believe, God, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ laid down his life and sent back the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did, God. And we're giving you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah, that we're going to be caught up to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. This is our hope. This is our prayer. But we believe, God, and we trust that until that day shall come, that you're going to continue to envelop us in your favor, that you're going to maintain our cause. God, that you're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You're going to continue to provide us according to your riches and glory, whatever it takes for us to be and to do the charge that you placed upon us in this last evil and dark day. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And I do believe that we're going to have what we ask, because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you, God, praise and honor and glory again today for his word. Amen. And I praise God for all of you everywhere. Amen. As you go forth today, amen, we're going to be confronted with controversy. But the thing is, praise the Lord, amen, the devil is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But remember, with God on your side, he's more than the whole world against you. So things are not as bad as they seem. And nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle if you don't lose your faith. But you got to keep prophesying to yourself. Tell yourself, this is what faith is. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Keep believing God for your healing. Keep believing God for your salvation. Keep believing God for deliverance. Keep believing God, hallelujah, for your prosperity. And God will manifest it in your life according to his discretion. So learn to be patient and wait, I say, on the Lord. So you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.